In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Okay, you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped that, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, LeBron's last year, this year, next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to What's Burning. Got my UCLA brethren, Jelani McCoy, back at it. I'm coming to you from the city. I'm in San Francisco right now. Got to call a game tonight, so on the road handling business. Lon, let's get right to it, man. Great game last night. Lakers-Celtics went down to the end. Celtics blew a huge lead. Lakers came back, took the lead. Pushed it to overtime. Before we get to the overtime, let's just talk about the back and forth and what we saw from Tatum, who to me is probably, you know, should be the leading vote getter in the MVP ballot right now, and what we also saw from LeBron and AD and the Lakers with an amazing comeback.
I'll start with Tatum. Tatum right now probably the best player in the league at the current moment.
I'm not mad at that.
I think he heard the talk on the West Coast trip about, you know, how he shied away from what was going on in Golden State. It was the last game on their trip of the West Coast ring, you know, Lakers-Celtics rivalry. I think he answered the bell. You know, I think the bell was ringing. They was trying to talk down on JT a little bit. You know, Jaylen Brown is no longer even a Robin. I think those are two superheroes, Marvel characters, Avenger assembling and fighting with each other. There's not like a 1A or 1B thing right now. Out of LeBron and AD, I see the fight. You know, I see AD fighting. It could be, I thought AD in the middle of this round was going to take, you know, a few games off here or there. He hasn't done that. You know, it's kind of galvanized LeBron. It's like we talked about on the show before, how he has to take it from LeBron. And I see him taking it. And I see that Laker team fighting. They're starting to take on some of the mantras of Darvin Ham. And it looks like, you know, although, you know, a loss is a loss, I think, you know, the Celtics and the Lakers are heading in the right direction for both programs.
Man, I agree with everything you said. I definitely agree with the Tatum and Brown. You know, they're both Batmans, or one's Batman, one's Superman. These guys are incredible. They take turns while also involving the rest of their team, which isn't easy to do. Marcus Smart stepped up huge, hit some big shots. Lakers, I love their fight. I just knew that overtime wasn't where they wanted to head because they exerted so much energy to get to that point that they needed to win it in regulation. I knew that they were, they all looked dead ass tired. And Boston did what they had to do in the fourth quarter. But I mean, I think for Laker fans, you see, you know, I tweeted this last night, you see potential, you see hope. Russ has bought into his role and is playing well. They're going through AD while LeBron is still able to be his great self. So I'd be encouraged if I was, again, there's no, you know, a loss is a loss, like you said, but I would be encouraged from that performance last night just to see that they have that in them still. And as they continue to build their chemistry and get their shit together, you know, they're going to be all right.
Agreed.
Brown and Tatum, the highest averaging duo in the league. Again, I mean, we just gave them a lot of praises, but, you know, hats off to these two young guys. You remember, you know, talk even up to last year, maybe two seasons ago, was you had to trade one of these guys. You had to trade Brown to get something else because these guys couldn't play together. They blocked all that noise out and, again, are the best duo in the league and, you know, both option ones on the same team while still sharing the ball with the rest of their team. So I'm excited for this team, man, and the run they can make this year.
Absolutely. You said it all right there. They're playing through their teammates as well. It's not just sometimes it is your turn, my turn, but in the middle of your turn, my turn, Williams, you know, Marcus Smart, other players are getting an opportunity to express themselves. Yep. Absolutely.
Man, the Brooklyn Nets, 8-2 over the last 10. Very impressive. KD over that stretch, it's 30 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists while shooting 60% during that stretch. How do you look at Brooklyn now that the outside noise has subsided? These guys are playing good basketball. Kyrie's playing good basketball. KD is being KD. These guys are, you know, kind of getting their chemistry with the guys that were out before. TJ Warren's back. Obviously, their shooter is back. Thoughts on Brooklyn? Are you a believer in them yet, or you still need to see more?
Just a lot of talent. I think we need to see it just a little bit more, but that's a lot of talent. KD probably the most efficient scorer maybe in NBA history, definitely right now. Kyrie's getting a chance to, you know, get all the shit, you know what I mean, off his play basketball. Just come out and play basketball, not worry about his brand and, you know what I mean, really just going out there and losing himself on the court. I see Jacques Vaughn, again, kind of similar to the Lakers. I see a new coach coming in and implementing new ideas and a new culture, so to speak, for Brooklyn. They've been through the most thing out of any team probably in the league the last couple of years. But I see this team, you know, peaking. They're peaking at the right time. You know, we're coming after Christmas. You know, after Christmas, everybody, there's another jump in the league before the All-Star break. And then All-Star break happens, and then the real league starts showing up. But I see them peaking or trending up at the right time.
Yeah, I agree. I think on the last two teams we touched on, I think obviously right now is just kind of you see what you're getting, see what you have. But, you know, we know post-All-Star break is when that real run starts, and I expect both these teams to, you know, be in the mix. I'm not sure if they're contending. I think if one of these two teams could contend, it would be Brooklyn. But that's saying a lot. The East is powerful. But, I agree they're both trending in the right direction. Go ahead. But
to that, it's about MB. They may not be a top seed, but does anybody really want to see Brooklyn or LA if they get into the tournament at the end of the day? No. 8, 7, 6, whatever it is. Does anybody really want to see? Yeah, exactly.
You have to work. You have to really work. Headed out west to the Grizzlies. Have won 6 in a row with no Bane. Grizzlies are coming. Coming out party was last year. You know, second in the West. Currently, they're second in the West. What do you see in this team? Do you see this team as a real Western Conference contender? Do they need Bane? Do they need another piece? Or do you like what they have?
They need Bane. They need all their pieces. And they might need another piece. We don't know what that piece is. We don't know who's sitting at home or who's going to be on the waiver wire or, you know, who's going to move around in the trade deadline. But they are, you know, the class of the West right now. The youth movement is taking charge of the beginning of the season. Yeah. And I think with the Pelicans, with the Grizzlies, we're seeing what the youth, the exuberance of youth brings to you in today's league. I think these two teams, you know, both of them could use a man or two or a move or two. But right now, I mean, they're jamming. You know, as long as they can stay healthy and their top players can continue to shine in the way that they have, they might as well, you know, stand packed. Sometimes the youthful, they don't know any better. They're just out there hooping. They're not getting any pressure or any of this other shit that, you know, we talk about, you know, or the media talks about. So I would stay with this youth movement. These coaches are doing a good job, and I would ride this out right until, you know, the trade deadline to see. I would get the specific piece that I need, though. I would not take a gamble and just bring in a name just because it's a name.
Yeah, no, I agree. My only question with this team is Bane that true number two in the playoffs, or is it Jaren Jackson? I mean, I think that would be a huge step for both these guys. Obviously, during the regular season, you know, Bane is having a career high right now. I've always liked Jaren Jackson. But which one of those guys is really going to step up and be that other 20-point scorer a game in the playoffs? If one of those two guys can do it, I love this team. If they're not, is that what they're missing to be consistent? But again, this team is different. This team is young. It's fun. And you never really know where you're going to get it from this team. That way, what makes them so dangerous too. So obviously that Moran is that consistent, but I want to know who. Obviously Bane has stepped in that role. He's been injured of late, but stepped in that role this season. But can he be that piece during the playoffs?
Is my question. Is it Dylan Brooks? He's a capable. He's capable.
He steps up in the playoffs too. He's a clutch two-way player in the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see. They got a lot of good young pieces. Next up, Money Talks, presented to you by Moneyline, the only money app you'll ever need. Along with so much money going on right now, I just think it's so important to have a plan. Money is getting thrown out to high school kids now, and the NIL stuff, and obviously college, and then you know what kind of money the pros are bringing. So very important time for people to have an institutional plan with this money. Thoughts on that?
Bar institutional plan. You know, that's what you have to have nowadays. You got to keep your off the court together with social media. You know, there's an opportunity, like I said, for you to make a bag. If you hit it, high school players can make a bag right now, you know, and make a decision on where they go to college, you know what I mean? Really, the right that can really control your journey if you can, you know, monetize this situation and learn how to take care of yourself and your family. You can limit a lot of bad decisions that have to be made during this process. If you're going to college, if you're going to the pros, if you're going overseas, whatever that is, you know, this NIL and this new institutional thinking of the way to save, to invest, to not spend money in the ways that we did. That's just a new vibe right now, and it's okay. And I champion people like you who in Stack, myself, who have been transparent into the things that the mistakes that they've made with their money so that people can learn from those mistakes. We need to pass our information around to our communities. That's what's happening around with these young fellows. The world is being thrown at their feet, and we have to protect them by exactly what you said, giving them the game so that they can learn how to institutionalize that money and make it work for them.
Yeah. I mean, I'll close out with this. I just think financial literacy is cool now, which is great. It wasn't something that was talked about when we were coming up, and obviously we made mistakes. So, you know, obviously with us keeping it real and it being cool to kind of understand what's going on, kids will be fine these days. So that's a wrap for Money Talks, presented to you by Moneyline, the only money app you'll ever need. Next up, we got a new segment by one of our newest sponsors. Welcome to the All the Smoke and What's Burning family. NBA Top Shot. So this new segment will be called Legendary Moments because that's what they're bringing to you. It's a digital collectible of authentic NBA highlight moments. Basically, Lon, it's a digital trading card. So gone are the days of the crusty gum inside the bubble gum inside the package of the cards, and you losing cards, bending cards, losing value on the cards. These are digital collectibles that you can access pretty much anywhere. So they're always at your fingertips. And I guess this is just the new wave. I didn't really know too much about this. And then they, you know, we were told that they were coming on. So I kind of started looking it up, and it's just super interesting and super dope. And one thing I do know is, you know, I have friends that have talked to me about it, and they're actually making real money off this stuff. So I'm excited to bring them into the fold and get into their space. Cause I think, you know, obviously, you know, this is the new wave of digital collectibles, and I think it's dope.
Yeah, this is obviously what we're good at. They're into legendary moments, and so are we. So this is a good partnership. I'm from the old school of trading cards, the Beckett magazine, and putting the shit in the individual things, and, you know, trading your cards and getting over on somebody because, you know, it was a whole hustle. It was a hustle back then, you know, when cards was $2 and $3 and you wanted to get the $6 or $7 card or the $10 card. And it's a hustle right now. Everything is digital right now. So, you know what I mean? If we can bring back some of the old into the new, that's a win-win. And shit, who don't want to see legendary moments at the end of the day?
What's dope about this is every moment is obviously authenticated through the NBA. So, you know, you're not getting nothing fake. Everything is real. So start your new NBA Top Shot collection today at, I'm going to spell it out for you, HOO.PS/WB. That's HOO.PS/WB. And you'll get closer than ever to the game and the players you love. Make sure you guys sign up today. Next up on the radar, presented to you by DraftKings. Lon, we got odds on favor right now for NBA Coach of the Year. Let's start out there in Boston. Shout out Joe Mazzulla. He's odds on favor right now at plus 130. I mean, this guy's an interim coach. This team's had a lot of turmoil. In the offseason, they've been able to turn it around, have the best record in the league. So not only is he odds on favor right now to win Coach of the Year, the producer in my ear just told me he could possibly be coaching an all-star team, man. So we definitely got to give this guy his flowers coming in a tough situation. But, you know, continuing to pick up where Ime left off from a standpoint of, you know, this is a championship caliber team and Joe hasn't missed a step.
Hasn't. He got two young hogs. He got two young hogs he got to take care of, too. So he's continued on the winning tradition that they laid, the foundation that they laid. And he's added something because them boys look like they with this. They with the shit now. So, you know what I mean? Maybe that's coming from him. Yeah.
They got a taste of it last year. Next up, my guy, Willie Green, over out there in New Orleans at plus 350. Will Hardy, another new coach that actually came from the Boston staff over there in Utah's plus 550. Mike Budenholzer, plus 1,000. And then the Sacramento Kings coach, Mike Brown, is also plus 1,000. So it'd be interesting to see. It's rounded out by Jock Vaughn at plus 1,400. But interesting to see, you know, obviously still early in the season, but, you know, a lot of deserving coaches up there, and it'll be interesting to see who pulls away with that. But that's on the radar, presented to you by DraftKings. All right, closing thoughts. Lon, we just dropped a documentary called Revolution, where I was the first contestant. We have more to come. Real dope learning experience, you know, for it being our first doc together. You know, obviously areas we can get better in, but it was a good learning experience overall. I've been getting some pretty positive feedback from it. Dropped yesterday, so you guys can check this out on Apple and Amazon. And again, man, it was definitely dope working with you. Obviously, we're working together now. You're filling in for Stack, but, you know, we also have, you know, what we're doing behind the scenes too in content production. So thoughts on this and how we can continue to evolve in this space.
This is independent film trapping at the end of the day. We didn't have a big, huge budget to work with. What we put together, I thought, was beautiful. Considering we had a great director, Jocelyn is also on the Showtime family in charge of the Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf doc. So we're not even the same people we were when we started Revolution. Yeah. Man, and I think we learned so much about the space, and we're already including other athletes and giving them a platform to collaborate with and bring their production companies with us. So it'll be an athlete FUBU thing moving forward. You know, I can't wait till we can make our announcements on, you know, our production partners and some of the plans for the series moving forward. You know, we're athletes, we're people of color. We were up against a lot of boxes, and, you know, and I just want to take my hat off for you and thank you again for trusting us with being a part of this project. Because, like I said, you went first. You know the constraints and everything, what we worked against, what we fought for, what we're still fighting for to make it the series of all series. Obviously, we welcome the critique because, you know, we're in the space. We want to make things better. So I'm you know, it was a great experience. It's everywhere. Apple, Vudu. You know what I mean? Xbox, you know, we got a wide net where it's casted. 1091 has been a great partner. You know, Dangerous Minds, Media 34, we up. It's only going to get better from here. And I'm just proud, like I said, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of us. And, like, I like to give me your feelings about how you feeling about being in this space. You're in this space, but this, you know, this was your baby. This is our baby.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was obviously, it was just learning the ins and outs of production was the crazy part, you know, working with the small budget and kind of showing and proving, you know, throwing up some of my own money and the back and forth and the stops and starts. So again, I think it was a great learning experience. I think we took our knocks, and still be able to present, you know, a solid project. And again, to me, you know, with the athletes coming next in the series, in the Revolution series, the people we're partnering with, we're going to up our game. So again, excited for everybody to see it. Make sure you check it out. Every word Jelani said. All right, man. So the NBA decided to rename awards. We're going to talk about some of these name changes. Agree with some, don't agree with some. But let's close out. We're starting with Michael Jordan, MVP award. Not mad at that.
Very well done. What else are we doing here? Very well played, NBA.
Yeah, yes. Good job. Time. That was a good one. Hakeem Olajuwon, Defensive Player of the Year award. Not mad at that.
Rolling. Hakeem the Dream, he's a big. The league used to be all about bigs. There's a couple bigs on this list, but not mad at Dream at all.
Absolutely. Next up, Wilt Chamberlain, Rookie of the Year. Not mad about this one either. Good choice.
I mean it. Will to steal. Yep.
Will. He's tough. Next up, the one I did not like, with all due respect to Mr. John Havlicek, the Sixth Man of the Year trophy. I don't agree one bit with this. I think that, again, with all due respect to Mr. Havlicek and what he was able to do in his career, Jamal Crawford and Lou Williams, you know, the only three-time Sixth Man of the Year award winners. I think they could have did better naming this award, considering you have guys that set the bar for the award.
I have to agree. These are the logical. No disrespect to the Havlicek family and what John Havlicek has done for the league, but it seems like, you know, returning and starting to highlight some of our, you know, more recent players. Not that, you know, some of these, Havlicek is a little older than, well, we're starting, you know, it's time now. You know, those two deserve a lot of respect for what they did for the Sixth Man Award. I haven't seen a lot of Havlicek footage, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people have seen a lot of Jamal Crawford and Lou Williams footage. So I would have to disagree on the Havlicek Sixth Man of the Award here, and I would like to nominate the two brothers. How do you feel?
Yeah, agreed. Last but not least, the Most Improved Award will be named the George Mikan Award. Don't really have an issue with this. Like I said, Jamal and Lou jumped out because, again, they set the bar, the only three-time winners. To be honest, not very familiar with Mr. Mikan's game.
But he got the drill. Anytime he got the drill, he got the Mikan drill. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I ain't mad at it.
I just like the fact that the NBA is starting to put some names behind some of the stuff. You know, I think it may be time to change the logo. You know, obviously I posted something the other day about Kobe, possibly, actually I copy and pasted what Jamal said. Jamal was the one that brought it up, but I just reposted about Kobe possibly being a logo. You know, Bron is leaving the NBA soon. What is he going to be? Is he going to be the new logo? Not mad at that. Is he going to get an award named after him? He should. So, I like that this kind of stuff is still up in the air. You know, the NBA standard is evolved so much since the beginning and since they first, you know, came up with this Jerry West logo. And I think he's even on the record saying he doesn't mind it being changed. So
that's his guy.
I just like the fact. Yeah, I like the fact that the NBA is evolving and naming awards after players and, you know, obviously helping their legacy continue to live on. So, man, that's a wrap. Go ahead. You got something?
No. Yeah, I was about to echo what you said. So part of being a part of a league that's, you know, not working off antiquated models, and they're keeping up with the times, and you know, their fan base, and you know, the people that actually love and watch the game. So it makes me very proud to be an alumni of the National Basketball Association.
Less than 5,000 of us on this planet. So
they don't want to say that though.
Very, very exclusive club. Man, that's a wrap for What's Burning. You can check us every week on Showtime Basketball YouTube.
And on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Show Basketball.
We'll see y'all next week.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, Real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.